This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, May the 6th today. Good to have you with us. And we will begin with a divestment of sorts, a trimming of assets to get down to core competencies. In return for a cool $14.2 billion, the pharmaceutical behemoth Merck announced today it's going to offload its consumer care division to Bayer. That's brands like Dr. Scholl's and Coppertone, Claritin, and Afrin. Sinuses are big, I guess. Merck says it's going to focus on its prescription drug business from now on. So we asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith to spend a couple of minutes explaining why Merck is so over the counter.
All drugs are not created equal. There are the pills and creams you buy off the shelf and the stuff you have to get your doctor to prescribe. And those businesses have almost nothing in common, says Les Funtleiter, author of Healthcare Investing.
Oh, yeah, they are very different. I mean, one is bulk manufacturing, one is heavy-duty R&D.
That heavy-duty research and development? $5 billion. That's how much it costs to get a single prescription drug to market these days. Why would Merck want to focus on that business?
The return on investment is much higher in the prescription market.
J.B. Silvers is a professor of health finance at Case Western Reserve University. He says Merck is well-positioned with a strong pipeline of cancer and diabetes drugs.
If you can do well there with patented drugs that have protection against competition, you can pretty much charge what you want.
Not so in the world of allergy pills and arch support, says Silvers. The consumer drug market is all about competitive pricing and catchy advertising.
You gelling?
I'm gelling like a felon.
Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles are so...
It's a volume market. It's like most retail. You have a smaller margin, but if you sell a whole lot of it, you can do really well with that.
And that's what Bayer does best, says Dan Mendelsohn, CEO of Avalere Health.
Bayer is going to be able to leverage their global reach to take these products to places where they haven't been sold before.
Mendelsohn says when it comes to branding, marketing, and selling things like sunscreen and nasal spray, Bayer simply has a better machine. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.